So it's Quirky here.
And Chenille.
Yay! And we are going to cover our next playlist topic, which is winter. So it's July in Australia, which means that it's cold for us.
Especially in this little studio where we're sitting.
Yes.
We have a doona over our laps because it's very, very cold.
Yeah. So the doona is very important because we are cold. And it's not your normal winter's playlist because it doesn't include Christmas songs. There's a slight exception that does mention Christmas.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we will get to that.
And I've also put a ban on anything from Frozen.
Yeah, and I think that's a good ban because,
yeah,
you
good.
Know.
Because
yeah.
I don't want to build a frickin' snowman.
Okay? Get over yourself.
I'm tired. I'm over it. And I'm over letting it go.
I'm over letting it go. I'm not letting it go. I'm letting keeping everything. Keeping it too with
holding
me.
Holding it in and letting, you know, it
hold it in. Cause a mess.
Yes. And as you can tell, I'm not a really big fan of winter. It's my least favorite season.
Ooh.
Which is
rank them in order.
Yeah.
Go.
Rank. Winter at number 4, at number 3, autumn, and number 2, spring, at number 1, summer.
Ooh.
Not that difficult.
Well, mine's actually different to that as well. So don't like winter, so it's last. So
yes,
of course.
Good.
But I would put summer. Then spring, with my top season being winter. Autumn. Sorry. I love autumn. Oh, I love it. The colours and the trees changing, how it's a beautiful day and you still sleep really well. It's just gorgeous.
Okay. There you go. Now that we've got that.
Now that we've got that settled.
Yes.
That's important for people to know,
I think. It is. So, yes, where I was going to with that is I think we've done top 5 songs each. Mine are quite depressing, let's face it.
Yep, they are. Yeah.
You've got a couple that are
a little
bit too happy for my liking, but we'll also talk about that.
You should have seen the face when I played one of them to Neil. It was kind of like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you, what? You should know by now that I'm chirpy regardless of the weather.
Okay.
So should we start with albums rather than go
I think we're
going
to start with
to
a couple of albums to
Let's
talk
do it.
About.
Let's do it.
In terms of wintry and cold, Kate Bush put out an album in 2011 called 50 Words for Snow.
Yeah.
I think there was only about 8 tracks on it. Love Kate Bush. And this album, we were discussing this before, she's such an artist, not just a good singer, she's a great songwriter, but she constructs it all. Every song sort of flows into the next. I mean, some of them were 11, 13 minutes.
Yeah. Plus, she really started to get confidence. I mean, obviously, this is later in her career as well, but she really started to get confidence in her songwriting, her musicality and all of that sort of stuff rather than trying to do all the commercially bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So, and I think that the albums after the first commercial success are way better anyway. They're richer, they're...
Well, I think when
can you say warmer for winter?
You can say warmer. We're allowed to use that word. I think, too, when you've got a massive fan base, that kind of helps.
Yeah, certainly does.
So you don't have to be pleasing new people. You can say, well, I don't give a shit because I've got my army of people. They love my songs and I'll keep doing that.
Yeah. Plus the part that's really, it's a really good lesson for every musician, actually, is that because she's stayed true to herself, the fans that love her adore her.
Yes.
Because she's been true to herself. So it doesn't matter if she experiments, doesn't matter if anything that she does, because she's so true to herself, it actually works out really, really well for her because the fan base just becomes fanatical, which is what you want.
Yeah. Love that album.
Love.
And there's a song on there called Misty that almost made my top about a snowman that comes into her house in the middle of the night and makes love to her and kind of melts in her hand, literally. The other album that I came up with in terms of winter was the soundtrack to The Big Chill, which really doesn't have anything to do with winter, I don't think. I mean, the movie obviously does, but it's just a really good soundtrack of 50 songs.
It is a really good soundtrack, yes. They are awesome songs. Every single one of them is a gem.
Yes.
A gem.
Yes.
And a good movie. I fell in love with Glenn Close in that movie. Not in like a real love way, but
not
just
a lezzing out kind
of
way.
Not that sort of a way, but just so admired her as a character in that movie and how warm and inviting she was. And I just wanted her to be my best friend. And then when you see her in other movies, you're like, oh my God, she's outstanding because she can be the evilest witch like ever.
Yeah, she can be a lot of different things.
So
and she can sing.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's good. She's
there you
done
go.
A lot of big
Got
stuff
a bit
on
of
Broadway.
Education from Neil.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay, so let's get into it. We've done a top five each today. So we're going to talk about each of our songs and why we have them in there.
Yes.
I'll start so that you can have number one.
I can have the top one. Thank you. So nice.
So at number five, I've got A Winter's Tale by Queen. Not one of their most well-known songs.
Definitely not.
And probably because it was one of the last ones that Freddie recorded before he died. Sadly, I know. Especially when they called the album Made in Heaven.
Yeah, wow.
But it's so...
heartbreaking.
So, it's just a really nice kind of chill. Not as depressing as some of my other ones coming up. But,
clearly.
Just a nice song. So, your number five.
Awesome. So, my number five is Cold as Ice by Foreigner. and I just thought that it was funny to add into a winter's list. It doesn't talk about winter. It talks about somebody being pretty unfriendly would be the word you could use if you were doing a PC version of it.
Very
unfriendly, but I just thought it was hilarious. So it cracked me up when I thought of it, and that's why I added it to the list. No real smarts there, but, you know, me being me.
We wouldn't have you any other way.
All right, let's get into the pressing ones. I'm ready.
Okay, number
four. I've got my wrists, knives ready to go.
Winter Song, Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson, who I don't know very much about, but Sarah Bareilles I really respect as a songwriter.
Respect.
Some of you might remember her from, such songs as... I'm Not Going to Write You a Love Song was a big song about 10 years ago, maybe?
I think so. Possibly even long thinking.
She's also, she was probably top of mind for me because she's just written a musical that's doing really well on Broadway at the moment called Waitress, which is a couple of songs in that are very depressing as well. But she knows how to do that haunting, depressing kind of thing.
Yeah.
The other amusing thing, factoid about Winter Song, it's been used in lots of TV shows. It's obviously one of those really great songs that they play when someone's standing out in the cold with snow on them and missing their loved one, which is what the song's about. So just to name a couple of TV shows it's been on the episodes of, Grey's Anatomy, Scrubs, American Horror Story, Brothers and Sisters, and The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, so they're so similar, all of those. Brothers and Sisters, Vampire Diaries, almost like the same show, really.
Yeah, and Scrubs as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, obviously it's a very versatile song.
It certainly is versatile.
But it's just a nice song to listen to.
It is a nice song. It is nice. So thank you for introducing me to that. I always like to be introduced to stuff I've not heard before.
Hmm.
So following on the quirky theme, the next song that I've got is I Smell Winter by the House Martins, which would probably have to be the happiest song about winter you could ever come across. But that's kind of the House Martins. They're very much like that. They started out doing some a cappella and then kind of ventured into more music, you know, actually adding music to it rather than just their voices. But their voices are spectacular together, perfect harmonies.
That's why I was a bit surprised because I hadn't heard it. You played a bit to me before and, I was expecting like a Caravan of Love
definitely, that vibe.
Thing, but,
there you go, House Martins.
Happy.
And they kind of fit with my obsession with bands that start with V.
Which Quirky does have a massive obsession with bands starting with the. We might actually do a.
We should
do a podcast about your favorite the bands.
We can even have the in it, which is like a double.
I know, which is clearly one of your very favorite bands.
It is one of my very favorites.
We'll have, and we could call it The List.
The List. Oh, nice. See, that's why we work together so well.
Okay, so my number three.
Number three, go.
California Dreaming, the Mamas and the Papas.
Good old Mamas
Classic
and
song. So that's
it
not,
is.
That's not, well, it's a little bit depressing. John Phillips. So John and Michelle Phillips, who are husband and wife, had just been married. So they were two of the Mamas and the Papas, had just moved from California over to New York. And it was winter and it was cold. And they were going, what the hell is this? Because it's not like this at home.
Yep.
And I think Michelle was a little bit homesick, just reading a few things about it. So John wrote this song as the... All the leaves are brown, the sky is grey. But it's all about wishing you were back home in the sun in California.
Yeah. It is a lovely song. It is a lovely song.
And a classic, I think.
It is a classic. So this is the one exception to our Christmas themed rule.
Yes.
And Neil's not, he doesn't like exceptions. He likes things to be black
I like rules.
Or white.
Rules.
Rules.
I can work in shades of grey.
You can.
But I do really like rules.
Yeah, rules are fun for Neil. For me, I don't like rules at all and would prefer to have broken. Well, not the real serious rules. So obviously the serious rules I'll adhere to. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the sort of pretend rules, like putting post-it notes in an actual order. No, I just like to slam them all over the piece of paper anywhere, like in any order.
They have to be perfectly aligned.
No alignment. It's funner when they're not aligned. See, there we go. So that would be a rule for Neil, okay. Whereas I'd be like, whatever. Let's get on to the song.
Okay, come on, do it.
Everything But the Girl, one of my favorite 80s bands, I must admit. Tracy Thorn has one of the best voices, I reckon, going around.
Yeah, and it's actually a really different voice too. That's what I like about it. I do, and I think that's the reason I allowed this on the list.
Ooh, you allowed it.
If it was somebody else, yeah, you see the rules coming in again.
I thought we were doing this together.
I've allowed an exception. I can.
Oh, look,
I can
at
go
you.
Outside
look
rules.
At you in the grey. You're right. Everywhere, all over it.
But no, Everything But the Girl is a great duo.
Duo, yes, duo. Yes.
And, but yes, this is, life, and this, yeah, is a nice, this is a nice version.
It is a nice version. So the reason that I particularly like this song is it's about, you know, being apart from your lover and feeling kind of sad about it. And so the lyric kind of goes...
Which is half of what their songs are
today. Yeah, they pretty much are. So there's a bit of a theme happening. So the line that I really like is, when I'm away from you, it's like Christmas Day. It's cold and there's nothing to do. And I just think that's kind of cool. But that's
nothing
Christmas
to do
Day.
On Christmas Day.
Well, there isn't really anything to do unless you play games like...
There's a lot of eating and drinking. Isn't that what Christmas is about?
Yes, of course. All day, non-stop.
Yes. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah,
clapping my hands.
Look at you clapping your hands. Ooh. Yes, ma'am. Number two for me, Hazy Shade of Winter. Just a good classic rockin' song. Originally, of course, written by Simon and Garfunkel, of course, late 60s, 67 maybe, but actually was a bigger hit for the Bangles in 1987, I think, or late 80s.
Oh, yeah, late 80s, definitely.
Late 80s,
80s
anyway.
Yeah. A slight aside, Sounds of Silence, obviously Simon and Garfunkel as well. I was hearing a rendition done by a band called Disturbia.
Yes, that's one that's been doing the rounds.
It's actually quite good. Quite enjoyed it. The album cover scares me a little bit, I must admit. It actually looks quite scary and I'm worried I'm going to have nightmares about it.
They are called Disturbia.
Yeah, should have gotten a hint with the name, yeah. You're right. But I kind of thought, no, I'll give it a go and I'll try not to get scared. But yeah, I liked it.
Because album covers are very important to you.
They are very important to me, extremely visual. Mm. I'll actually buy an album just because of the album cover, even if I don't know the artist.
Do you do that with wine?
No.
No.
No, should I?
I don't know. No. Actually, usually I find that the more interesting and elaborate it is, the more they're trying to cover for the fact that it's crap wine.
It's crap wine. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Mm. All right. I'm gonna do... and where are we up to? So Spies are awesome for me. I think they were the first band I ever saw.
See, that's why you have the happy memories. You followed them around.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so plus they were angsty and they were angry and they wrote songs about being angry, about being, you know, political songs, and Snowblind is a brilliantly created song. It's hard rock, it's pub rock, as we were talking about before.
Yes, it sounds like an 80s pub rock band, which is exactly what they
exactly
were.
Exactly what they were, but with Craig Bloxham's vocals in there, it just makes it a little bit haunting as well. So kind of, I just love it. I love it. I love it. Gotta admit it. Love it, love it, love it.
Okay. Okay, so our number
building
one.
Up. Oh, baby little drum roll.
So, for a super, super depressing winter song. When you do listen to this song, make sure you don't have any sharp instruments anywhere near you.
No, not even blunt ones.
Full of Grace by Sarah McLachlan. And I mean, nearly everything Sarah McLachlan does is haunting and depressing, which is why I love her so much, I think. There's a time and a place for it. I mean, clearly not all the time.
Yeah.
But pretty much the song is about being depressed and having a failed relationship and just kind of losing hope. I know, it's okay.
Wow.
And then when you have Sarah McLachlan just has this wonderful voice that cuts through everything.
Yeah,
and every note in that song for me is just kind of another stab into your heart. The way that I got introduced to this song, and to Sarah McLachlan, in fact,
okay,
this was on an episode of Buffy. which is, as you know, my favoriteest show of all time.
And that's a big call.
Yeah, well, we can talk about that another time.
Okay.
Well, probably one of my top five.
Want you to be boxed in a corner another show and then somebody goes, oh my God, and then it's like you've broken a rule.
Game of Thrones and then
I couldn't have you break a rule.
So Buffy, definitely one of my top five shows of all time.
Woo.
Big call, and I'm prepared to stand by that one.
Yeah.
So there was kind of a, and it's Buffy, so she's this superhero saving the world from vampires and a teenager dealing with all of that.
Yep.
And there was just this moment at the end of, I think it was series two, where it all just got too much for her and she went, I just need to, there's a scene of her getting on the bus and leaving town with all this chaos happening. And this song came on and it was just the perfect song for that moment. And that made me go, oh my God, what is this song? And who is that person singing it? Which then got me on to Surfacing, which was the album it was from Sarah McLachlan, which also has Angel in the Arms of the Angel.
Okay.
A couple of others. And then, that started my love affair with depressing Sarah McLachlan, haunting, depressing Sarah McLachlan songs.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's my winter song. Because it starts with the winter is cold and bitter. It chills us to the bone.
Bitter.
Yeah. It's not just cold. It's she's Canadian.
I know. That's fine. Just as a little side note, there's two Sarahs. So you've just got two Sarahs in this little mix.
Yeah,
here,
apparently
so.
If your name is Sarah, you can write really good depressing songs about winter.
Yeah, and Neil will like them.
She who writes good winter songs. I think it's an ancient Hebrew name.
Yes, of course. Of course, I recognised it now that you've mentioned that.
Yes. Okay, and your number one, mini drum roll.
Oh, yeah, mini drum roll, please. Yay. So mine is with one of the best poets / songwriters of all time in Australia in particular, but Paul Kelly.
Mm.
And the song is Wintercoat. When he sings this song, obviously he's spent a lot of time in Melbourne. He wasn't born in Melbourne, born in Adelaide, so we'll forgive him for that. But, he moved away. He corrected that mistake and spent a lot of time in Melbourne. And the song is called Wintercoat, and it's about getting a wintercoat. Funnily enough, but it's also about love and loss and all of those things as well. It kind of fits well with the theme, but it's just beautifully written, as everything Paul Kelly does. And he's very Aussie nice. So it's nice to finish with an Aussie.
Yes, I know. Well, as you pointed out, you had two Aussies in yours and I had how many?
Zero. Big
yes,
fat
that's
zero.
Right, I remember now. Zero.
But I do like obscure 80s Australian bands. It's like a little obsession.
Well, yes.
That no one else has heard of except for my brother.
I know Spy vs. Spy.
I mean that Countdown, one. But, there's
more obscure
ones. More obscure. Yes, I'm sure. Really obscure.
Okay.
Well, that's a wrap.
That's it. That's it for this month.
Wow.
What have we got next month?
Have we worked that out?
We've got a couple of
We have
topic.
Worked it out.
Well, that'll be a surprise for you all.
Yes.
And us.
And us. We have worked it out. We do have a plan. I don't know where that plan is.
Yeah. All good. Thank you very much.
See you.
See you next time.
Bye.